This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Just because I'm the host of What's On Your Mind, but truly, because I've been gone for a couple of days, I'm dying to know what's on your mind.
I really am.
So you got to tell me today, what is on your mind, the name of the program? What is on your mind, the big question today that I'm sincerely wanting an answer to? Welcome, friends. Glad to have you on the program. My name is Scott Hinnon, in case you've forgotten. It's been quite an evening.
These guys that work 2 days a week, you know, it's really easy to forget these guys.
Oh, I really miss this show when I'm not here, and I make every effort to do this show whenever I can, whether I'm working or not. But it just, you don't plan funerals, obviously,
no.
And you don't plan all kinds of other things, but I'm glad that I'm back of the saddle and able to ask the question, what's on your mind, so we can talk about it. And you should know, I can't think of the next day I need to be gone. I know there's one day in May.
You just jinxed it all, by the way.
When I agreed to chaperone something. See, I am the chaperone of notes for our daughter, Haley. Do you know that, Todd? In fact, just this morning at 8:44, I received a text. Dad, can you chaperone the 8th grade fun night on May 5th? My classmates want you to, because you're fun. Well, there you go. See, I'm Mr. Fun. Manny, does anybody call you Mr. Fun? Todd, did they request you for 8th grade chaperoning duties?
They know that I'm far more likely than you to let them get away with whatever it is they'd be trying to get away with. You are not going to let any of that happen. That's why you're the chaperone.
I want you to know, nothing happens in life unless you want it to happen, right? You got to have a goal. You got to have a desire. This is a box I can check. See, Haley's classmates think I'm fun and want me to chaperone. I've arrived. I'm just here to tell you, nothing else needs to happen the entire month of, you know, April, May, or anything else.
The parents that would want you chaperoning. We can we can trust our kids with Scott.
Yes, well, it says here, my classmates want you to because you're fun. I got it right here in the text.
I mean, some radio stations let, you know, their people lap dance in grade schools or whatever the heck it was that happened over there in Fargo. But
oh, my gosh. I missed that story. Not that I'd be surprised.
You're never going to see the headline, Scott Hinnon lap dances for teacher, blah, 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 blah. You're not going to see that. That's why you're the trusted chaperone.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly right. Anyway, we are cranking up. Legislative session will likely end today. It may go longer. It'll end. It's going to end, and it's going to end in the next couple of days. That much I can report to you officially. I'm always amazed the amount of people, almost from day one, who obsess over what day the session's going to end. And then when you get to the end, there's all these stories about, well, it was supposed to end that day, but it wasn't going to end. Who cares? It'll end when it ends. Sort of my theory, but that is happening. That's news, and so we can talk about that if you'd like. Donald Trump, I know it's hard to believe, but he's doing something. Are you ready? Said he would do. Oh my gosh, it happened.
What?
Yes, he campaigned on something. He said, "If I get elected, this is what I'm going to do." And Todd, yesterday he announced he's doing it. I kid you not. I can hardly believe it. Can you believe it?
When's the last time that even happened out of that office before this term?
And, you know, what's amazing is that people are now, of course, pitfalls line the path to a tax revamp. Oh, you can't do that. Oh, there's not enough details in it. Oh, my gosh. There's a lot of people in this world. Anyway, so those are just a couple of things, but anything on your mind. I'm in Minot today, the Sleep Inn and Conference Center. And we're going to tell you about a big event they have planned here in Minot. They are going to bring people in from, you know, 5 states and 2 Canadian provinces for this. Chubby Checker's coming, and a whole lot of his friends. And
Chubby
they're doing a classic
Checker?
Yes, exactly right. And they're doing a big car show, a lot of fun, so we'll tell you about that. It's May 12th and 13th. Mark it on your calendar. And what else? What else? There you go. There you go, little chubby. Come on, everybody. Yeah. Clap your hands. Yeah. Won't. Yes. Are you kidding me? Who wouldn't want to miss that? Who would want to miss that? Who wouldn't want to see that? That's what I was trying to say. Also, today on the program, we're going to kick off a series. We're going to take our time with this. We're not going to do it all in a short period of time. Over the next 20 weeks, we're going to go back through the Dakota Access Pipeline from all kinds of different perspectives. We're calling it the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. The reason I believe this is necessary is because the truth was very hard to find through much of the Dakota Access Pipeline. And I think those of us that followed it closely, those of us that conversed about it on the air, you know, were very frustrated that you could find on any given day 10, 20 people who randomly picked up bits and tidbits of information that was not very accurate about the situation. The media coverage was poor at best. But everybody had, there's just so many perspectives. Look at this from law enforcement. Look at it from farmers and ranchers. And really, I believe farmers and ranchers and law enforcement are the two groups that really had their lives disrupted in the most excruciating way. Law enforcement does that. That's what they do. So they wouldn't ask for sympathy by any stretch. But farmers and ranchers certainly just trying to do their job. But so, I mean, today I will not go into the overview, but trust me when I say we are going to look at every aspect of this from every corner all the way through, even social media and how information got out and media coverage as well. We're going to kick that off next hour. We'll have an hour-long conversation, the entire hour of the program dedicated to our conversation with the person most responsible for the event. And that is Kelsey Warren, who is the chairman of Energy Transfer Partners. They're the company that built the Dakota Access Pipeline. Some people blame them. I don't think blame is the right word in my mind because they were serving a need. It was a need for greater capacity to get our oil to the market.
You mean they didn't just decide, hey, we're going to go build a pipeline and build it on a reservation land and all that?
They decided that $4 billion was a worthy investment, $4 billion, and undertook quite an effort, a regulatory effort. You know, think about this for a minute. I mean, it's one thing to say, Public Service Commission, can we do this? U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, can we do this? All very onerous, all very lengthy, quite the extensive, you know, permitting process and everything else, everything you do. Then imagine you have to get permission from every landowner along the way. Holy buckets. 1,100 miles from the Bakken until it meets up with another pipeline in Illinois and then goes down to refineries, about 2,200 miles in all. And something that will add money to many pockets. If you own mineral rights, you get more for your oil. You pull oil out of the ground, you get more for your oil. If you're a taxing entity, you're a government, you're going to get more because now the oil's worth more and you get a percentage of every barrel of oil. And there's more capacity on rail for ag products, so it's a good thing for farmers because more oil's going in the pipeline. There's less trucks on the road, which many people, especially in the busy Bakken areas, have complained about. It's just, you know, a lot of great things. But it was an extraordinary project. It really was, mostly in its opposition at the 11th hour. So we're going to dig into that today as well on the program. And if you like, I can tell you about the trip to Yale. As I mentioned, I was back for a couple of days after the funeral of my mother and sending relatives on their way. And then we had a long-planned trip, not long planned, I guess, because our daughter Hannah was accepted to Yale in the last month or so. And so they invite you to something they call Bulldog Days, and you go out there with other incoming freshmen, and you say, okay, do you want to come here or not? And there's a part of me that was very excited for that trip for her, right? It's an opportunity to go to Yale. You have that choice. Do I want to go there? Do I not? So pretty exciting. But I have to tell you, I came home with the overwhelming sense. This won't surprise anybody. This isn't like a bombshell. But people who go to Yale, people who work at Yale, people who live in New Haven, Connecticut, are very, very different than people here in North Dakota and Minnesota and South Dakota and the heartland of America. Very, very different. In one extraordinary way, really, in my mind, just what they stand for, what they believe in, what their value set is. And so that's kind of hard. So wrestling with that a little bit, too. So that's what's on my mind. Let's find out what's on yours. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. You can call 258-0550 if you like. Don and Bismarck's waiting to go. Other calls welcome. Text Todd, 226-8503. Text me, 367-2054. Let's talk on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich, a Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute, sponsored by the North Dakota Farmers Union, features NDSC safety consultant Rick Halderson, recognizing how the NDSC can contribute to agriculture businesses.
Absolutely. We can provide information. We've co-opted with several farm groups and done some presentations on some of their annual meetings and so forth, and we're happy to work with organizations to do that. So if there is even a local farm group that is available and wants some input and some trainings, we can tailor stuff for them. And hardware, you know, we can provide suggestions. There's so many things that are so easy to use now and protect so well, and we can help provide some tips and some guidance there too.
For more safety tips, resources, and trainings available, visit www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We get Chubby Checker on the show. You think we should ask Todd?
Oh, absolutely.
If we got him, then what would we ask him?
The story of how he got the nickname.
That's a good point.
Dick Clark's wife.
So you're saying you know the answer?
I do know the answer.
Because you're a trivia master.
Better to hear it from him, though.
Yeah, I would.
I mean, otherwise we might be calling him Ernest Evans yet. Or Chubby Evans. The story goes, what do they call you? He says, Chubby, and she says, as in Checker, a play off the name Fats Domino. And so everybody kind of thought, hey.
That's creative. I like that.
That's kind of cute.
We're brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache, not some other sprayer company. They're the sprayer company the others keep talking about. That's right. Here we go into another growing season. You need a friend like Apache. I tell you what, I love the, there's many things I love about it. Wind drift management system they have, electronic drift. So you select your droplet size, keep it through the whole day, no matter what speed you're traveling. There is the industry-leading five-year driveline warranty. They back it up, everything we say, back it up with a warranty. And also that operator comfort that's second to none. State-of-the-art noise dampening inside the cab. New and used, and the ET Ag Center. So every kind of ag application part you can imagine. At both their Mandan location across from Bonanza and Frontier, which is south of Fargo, exit 60 on I-29. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Find out what's on Don's mind today in Bismarck here. Don, what's on your mind? You're next.
I'd like to talk about some of the very most fundamental things in government.
The most fundamental things in government.
Yes.
Such as defending the country.
Well, and the states created the national government.
Okay.
And out of that, it's the national government isn't supposed to be able to touch you down here as an individual.
And there's even an amendment to the Constitution to guarantee that, right, Don?
Yes. Now, in merry old England, in the year 1215, the lords got together and told the king, from now on, the national government cannot touch an individual. Excuse me, only the lords can grab a hold of you or deal with you. Now, in the United States, we have allowed the IRS to have that power. The IRS can touch you and grab you. And because of that, they can use that as a weapon. You get your mouth too big, talk about too much, and you can be audited. And I can name two guys, Lyndon Johnson and Nixon. They both used the audit as a weapon. Now, that kind of a weapon simply can't exist in merry old England because of the Magna Carta way back in 1215. And I think, with that, one of the things that make it possible for the national government to grab you is death tax. Now, the third part of the Communist Manifesto says no right of inheritance. Now, in the United States, we call that the death tax. And come sometime in May, there's going to be a vote on the death tax, and I'd like to have Congressman Tim Cramer tell us which day to vote to get rid of the death tax.
Now, you'd like us to ask what, Don? What about whether he'll vote in favor of getting rid of the death tax? Is that what you want us to ask?
Yes.
Okay. Happy to do that, and I think everything you've raised are things people ought to think about. No doubt about it. I think it'd be a very different United States of America if we simply lived the Tenth Amendment. It says, unless the Constitution specifically designates the federal government's jurisdiction, power, whatever, over this, it's the state. Folks, you can't believe how many things happen in this country that have, you know, that are a purview of the federal government that are not mentioned in the Constitution. Should be up to every state. You want it or not? So you're exactly right. And I certainly will on the death tax, which is to me a repulsive tax. Repulsive. You work your entire life. You build what you build with your hard-earned money. You're taxed on it. And then you die and they want to tax it again? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, what happened to double taxation not exactly being legal or appropriate?
It's absolutely repulsive. Repulsive. Appreciate the call. Others welcome. 258-0550-701. 258-0550. You can also text Todd, 226-8503. A couple here that I need to get to. Or me at 367-2054. Let us know what's on your mind. By the way, the Pentagon is saying this morning that two U.S. service members have been killed in operations against the Islamic State in eastern Afghanistan. Keep them, their families, in your prayers. These are people who said, no, I want to go there. Sign me up. Don't forget that. I know people always say, why are we there? What are we sending people there? It's amazing. Look, they want to be there. They said, send me. They knew this could happen. Doesn't make it any easier when it does. But I hope we have the appropriate level of respect and gratitude for that level of service to defend this great country. Butte is where we're going next. Leah, what's on your mind?
Hi there. Yes, welcome back.
Thank you.
Have been watching what's. And I don't know if you've been noticing or watching what was going on with the attack on the. On conservative talk show hosts, radio, or television, and especially on Fox News. And Sean Hannity has responded to this. There was the going down of Bill O'Reilly show. Before that, they kind of bought out Megyn Kelly. And Sean Hannity has... acknowledged and has gone to war against the people basically are trying to shut down anybody who speaks in a conservative voice on a program. And I think this pertains to probably your show as well.
I'm curious why you think it pertains to this show, but let's talk about it. Hang on, Lane. We have to go to a break. We'll talk when we come back. In my not today, this is What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
When I see my baby, what do I see? Poetry in motion. Poetry in motion.
Sorry, but they don't make music like this anymore. They don't. And, you know, I swear they get in a room with some pots and pans and some sticks and, you know, and scream into a microphone and call it music now. It's that was talent.
And then they use auto-tune because we all know they can't do it on key naturally, so.
Chubby Checker, Johnny Tillotson, Herman's Hermits, a whole host of great talent coming to Minot May 12th and 13th. More at visitminot.org. That's the website. And you can get tickets, too, for the big event. 800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind. My name's Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell's here. Kelsey Warren for the entire hour, next hour. And already getting some questions and comments for him by text, which is just great. Keep them coming. We love it. Absolutely love it. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. I need MyPillow. Let me trust me. I landed in Minneapolis last night. I guess we flew back from this college visit with our daughter out east, and you know, got in 5-6 o'clock. Got home at 10 something, and hit on the pillow at 11, and alarm kicks off at 3, and it's days like that. The very little time, and here we are in Minot, that you want a good pillow, and I have one thanks to MyPillow. It's that good, folks. It is. Todd and I have them. We love them so much, even our pets have them. That's how much we love them. MyPillow.com, they have mattresses now. No kidding. A lot of things. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, and you're going to get a deal on whatever you choose if you use that promo code. Or call 800-506-9028. Okay? Here's a good deal. 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Free shipping for orders over $100 too. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Okay, back to Leah and Butte. So why are, and Leah called before the break talking about, you know, Bill O'Reilly and this campaign to get him. And let me just say one thing on the whole O'Reilly thing. I don't think, Leah, Bill O'Reilly has to leave Fox News Channel, lose his advertisers or anything else, unless he did some things he shouldn't have done. Now, they might not have been firing offenses, and they might have been using them to get a lot of money and, you know, extract dollars in a whole campaign. That's true. But don't you think he also gave them something to exploit?
I'm not sure exactly what the charges or the accusations are against Bill O'Reilly. I just know that they are kind of going down the line of the liberals to, they want to reign and rule the whole media. and it's taken to a new level, and it is a orchestrated, well thought out assault to take down conservative voices on the airways, no matter who you are. And
there's
that's
no doubt
I
about
that.
There's no doubt about that. And by the way, I'm going to use the comparison because of our conversation next hour to the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Okay, so you had all these groups who are well funded by George Soros and the like, just like are funded to take on Bill O'Reilly, like Media Matters is an example. Okay, and has connections to George Soros, and the truth doesn't matter. The truth absolutely doesn't matter. So I have no doubt there's campaigns to take these people down. I'm only saying I think, given the settlements in the case of O'Reilly, something was odd there. I don't know why you wouldn't expose it right on the front end, and this never would have had to happen. So I'm a little suspicious there. You said earlier you were concerned about radio talk shows. Do you think they're coming for us?
Oh yeah, they will. They will go after anybody, and they will. And it doesn't matter. They don't have to be on the up and up memes. As much as they can get away with, they will take after you with. And that's the bottom line. That's why Sean Hannity has taken a stand and said, I have a team of lawyers. You are not coming after me, and I will confront you at every turn that you come falsely against me. And that's what it takes. It's a war. It is a war, and you've got to protect yourself because there's nothing too low for them to take you down. That's just the bottom line. We have to take a stance and fight back. And so I was so happy that he has, because it's taken to a new level.
Yeah, I am too. I know Sean. Got to know him over the years. Actually knew him before he was on Fox News Channel. And
okay.
I've been with him when he was, just him and I, or, at a restaurant or, whatever. Never seen one thing even mildly inappropriate. The guy doesn't even swear, right? I mean, just really a true gentleman. And this idea that, I know there's some woman out there who's claiming that he twice invited her to his hotel and everything. It's just ridiculous. I mean,
they'll do whatever they can so that a person is ruined, either by public image or by sponsorships, or it doesn't really matter. They will be ploying like it is their, basically like they're in a war, and whatever strategy works for them will work. That's all there is to it. So, I just want people to be aware of that.
Be aware and defend the truth. Recognize these things are underway and are going on. It's very much one of the reasons we're doing what we're doing on setting the record straight, what we're calling the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. I don't want that to win. I imagine there's some people in the audience say, "Oh, it's over. Forget it. Who cares? Just move on." That'd be one approach. Just not an approach that I'm willing to do, because to me, until you, and there's so much more yet to be done as to getting to who was paying who and how did the funding get to them and all of those questions. But if you don't do that, then they do it again. Then they define our way of life. I don't want that to happen to you. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Texter says, ask Kelsey Warren how are the protesters doing in other locations after leaving Standing Rock. Any major problems like we had? We will. Another texter, Todd, you should do a dance to the twist and post it online. I agree. I think that's a great suggestion from the texter, and we'll wait for Todd to post that online.
Yeah.
So, get on that. Billy in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 258-0550. Go.
Hey, I just wanted to bring up a point. There's a new robo-call IRS scam. I just got a call a couple minutes ago, threatening legal action, arrest warrants, all this crap. And then they're also giving the callback number, which I was surprised with. So anybody, know how it is. You get a phone call from the IRS, it's most likely not the IRS, because they usually only contact people through mail. So.
Yeah, you call them. No, and maybe, Todd, we could call Peril Grossman and just find out if this is one that's widespread. Check it out a little bit, maybe, if you have an opportunity to do that, and we'll pass that on. But this is warning enough for most folks.
This one here is actually, I listened to it and laughed all the way through, but it's interesting that they're using tactics to really scare people on this one. So
When you say a robocall, in other words, they left you a voicemail with this or what?
Yeah, well, you know, I answered it, and it's, this is your last chance, IRS action, arrest warrants is being issued for you, and yada, 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 because you haven't complied, and you can avoid this activity if you call this number and make your payments and whatever. You know, it's just garbage. But,
where did the call come from?
I didn't bother to check. It was an 877 number, and I didn't bother, you know, was driving, so I couldn't stop and write down the callback number on it. I wish I had, but if any, I would suggest to anybody gets one of these calls, listen to it carefully and write down the information so they can forward it on to the Attorney General, get something done about it.
You bet. Sounds good. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch, Billy. Jack and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello?
Hello, Jack. How are you?
Not too bad. Yeah, I got a question. They're going to do some rip-rapping up there. That double ditch is what they're saying to save the area. Do you remember what kind of money they're talking about that this is going to cost?
I don't. Who's doing the work?
I don't know. It was just, I think it went through the legislature or something like that, and they're talking about saving a bunch of, you know, saving the grave sites and stuff like that. Who's buried up there? They're native people, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm happy to check into this. I just I'm wondering where to start. With
the part I look at is if that's the situation, it's how easy people forget. It's you know, how long ago there were a lot of them people that were trying to kill law enforcement, and now we're turning around and doing stuff like this. It's just a waste, I think, of our taxpayer money. That'd be worth something to be checking into.
Yeah, and this is happening where?
At Double Ditch, north of Mandan, or north of Bismarck.
Got it.
Along the river.
Yeah, I don't know who's doing it. Maybe it sounds like probably the Corps, right?
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah.
But relatively, who's paying for it?
Well, I mean, the federal taxpayers would be if it's the Corps.
Well, same as down there before. It's how many years ago there was a person that was almost arrested for picking up seashells down south of Bismarck along the river, was on Corps land, and, you know, almost thrown in jail over the whole deal. Those kids, you know, and now they were on that land for how long? Who's paying for cleanup again?
Right. Well, that's a different situation. If they believe that there's rip rat necessary, I don't think they'd. In other words, if Jack called and said, "Hey, we'll do this. Well, Jay, I want you to do this project," they're not going to do it.
Legislature or something. I know it was on the radio. They talked about it or whatever. But we're losing a lot of farmland up here north of Mandan into the river. You know, if you're going to do that, start rip rapping some of our land.
Yeah, I don't know enough about it. So your main question is, why are we doing it, right? What's the need?
Right.
What's the problem, and who's paying for it?
Exactly.
All right. So we'll do some digging for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. Text Todd at 226-8503. Terry in Bismarck has an answer for us on the double ditch question. Who's paying for it?
Good morning. Good morning, Scott.
How are you?
The state has the land. The Native Americans deeded that land to the state, so therefore the responsibility fell on the state to preserve it. The Corps has to give permitting, and I believe they budgeted $1.5 million. It has to go out through a bid process, but it has to be monitored by the Corps. And... I can see the gentleman's point. You know, it was a native burial ground, but they did deed that land over to the state a number of years ago. It's right north of my place, and I can tell you, there are bones sticking out of the ground. I don't think anybody should have to be exposed to that, regardless of where they are.
Yeah, exactly. All right, and it's state land, so... It's their responsibility now. Yeah, got it. So obviously that's state tax dollars that are at work there, or the Corps?
Yep. No state. No Corps money. The only thing the Corps is going to be involved in is monitoring the process to make sure that they comply with the way they want things done.
Got it. Thanks, Terry. Appreciate the answer. When we come back, we're going to tell you about a great couple of nights of concerts coming up.
Little ones are watching, learning, copying, mimicking, mirroring. They're developing their unique personalities based on what you do. When you make the choice to save energy, they will too. Be the lead they want to follow. Visit otpco.com/saveenergy to learn about available rebates. Ottertail Power Company.
I'm talking with Jolynn today from Inner Office Furniture and Design downtown Fargo. Herman Miller is synonymous with quality, but it sounds expensive. Jolynn, who could afford it?
Well, quality is affordable with programs such as the Small and Medium Business Program from Herman Miller. It's for small and medium business-sized companies under 150 white-collar employees, created to empower small and medium business to think bigger.
That sounds like a great opportunity. What more can you tell me about this program?
Well, it's attainable. There's deep discounts on special offering of products with financing options available. Scalability for when you need flexibility and options for growth and change. It's reliable with the industry-leading warranty, 12 years on almost all products, including parts and labor. Attainable, it's easy to buy with a full catalog of products that can be customized. Expansive, with special product offering capable of creating full office environments. It's guaranteed on-time delivery and free shipping. We also have a free tri-chair program.
All right, tell me about that free tri-chair program.
Well, we all know it's hard to decide what kind of chair will fit and work best for you, so we have the tri-chair program through Herman Miller available. If you stop into our office, we will go over a few chair options based on your needs, have you sit in a few chairs to get a feel for what you like, and then let you bring a chair to your workplace or home office to try out for a week. With a small and medium business contract from Herman Miller and InterOffice, you work with an expert for free space planning and design services from consultation through installation. We provide solutions, resources, and support for high-performing office.
To find out more, give the team a call at InterOffice Furniture and Design downtown Fargo or go online at InterOfficeFargo.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Sleeping in Conference Center, our location today. There is a gathering at noon today of the Minot Convention Visitors Bureau that I'll be speaking to. Looking forward to that. And also a chance for us to catch up with Vance Castleman so we can tell you how you can hear some of that great music. On your choice of dates, May 12th or 13th here in Minot. We'll do that in just a minute. But I first want to tell you about Jim, the flagpole guy. Grab a pen. Get ready to help make America great again. That starts with you. Show your community and your country you stand behind America by replacing that yard sign you had up for a good chunk of the last part of last year with a symbol of freedom, the American flag. Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com lets you remind your community, you know, really we stand together. Undivided nation, your own flag flying, all of Jim's flags American-made, the flagpole, the works. So don't buy cheap flagpoles made in another country. Show your support for America. Purchase that very symbol from Jim. American-made and proud of it. Does your business have a flag flying in front of it? Oh, what a great way to show you're proud to do business in the greatest country on the face of the earth. And Jim has a great selection of commercial poles. 701-571-FLAG is the number. 701-571-FLAG or ND. FlagpoleGuy.com. Vance Castleman is here, and Vance has got a great lineup coming to Minot the 12th and 13th of May. How are you, sir?
Oh, good morning, Scott. I'm great. Glad to be here.
Couple of ways for you to get tickets. We're going to run through the lineup and who you're going to be able to see, but you can see these online at visitminot.org. You can also go to any Marketplace Foods location as well, or on Facebook, more details at Music Stars and Classic Cars. How'd you do this lineup? How'd this come to be?
Well, I'm familiar with Rocky and the Rollers. They're out of the Villages in Florida. They've played Sandpoint, Idaho 30 consecutive years. Seen him 4 times, and he's basically the promoter that helped me put this together. He's backed up over 300 groups from Perry Como to Elvis Presley. He's been a musician since he was 16 years old on the Dick Clark Show in Philadelphia. Great guy.
Amazing. So, I mean, I think it'd be cool to see Chubby Checker, right? But you get to see Chubby Checker and Herman Hervitz and, you know, Joey D and Johnny Tillotson and Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. And, my gosh, you got a lineup here. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 big names.
Yeah, there's 6 big acts over 2 nights, and Rocky and the Rollers are on each night as well. Plus, we've got Al Drady. He's the number one DJ in the United States right now. The shows will last 3.5 to 4 hours. They're great concerts, dance, show. You can dance till your feet are on fire. And it's very, very reasonable at $40 a ticket at the door or $35 advanced. And, yeah, we'd really like to see you there. Advanced ticket sales have been just excellent. We have people coming from as far as Illinois, Grand Forks, Fargo, Canada, Billings, Montana, South Dakota, have already made advanced reservations.
It's a concert, it's a dance, it's a show. As you hear, I mean, this isn't just go listen to somebody for an hour and leave. This is a few hours of fun each night, which is a nice way to go. $40 at the door. If you get them in advance, there's only $35 for the ticket, and that's $65 for both nights, huh?
Right, right.
That's a really good deal.
And it's a Visit Minot event. Toros Hockey Boosters, the Minot Park Board's involved. It's just a big community effort to get a new event going every year.
So this will be an annual?
Annual.
And how about the Classic Cars? Where are they coming from?
Classic Cars are coming from Canada, all over North Dakota. The show is going to be here at the Dakota Square Mall each day from 1 to 5. Next year, we can tell you it's going to be in the following weekend, which is Victoria Day in Canada. So we get that 3-day Canadian weekend as well.
Very interesting. So this will be great. And it's at the Pepsi Arena.
Right. Right.
Which
that's
is
the new arena.
On the state fairgrounds.
No. It's at the Mesa Hockey Arena on the west edge of town.
That's right. Sorry. Where the hockey team plays.
Yes, sir.
So May 12th, that's a Friday. Saturday, May 13th, and the concert, the dance, the show, doors open at 5:30, concert at 7. So online, visit Minot.org to get tickets, or if you're in the Minot area, you can get them at Marketplace Foods.
Right.
Anything else you want to tell folks?
No, just get your tickets, and we'll see you there. Everyone's going to have a good time.
Sounds great. And today we are gathering the CVB annual meeting at noon. I'm looking forward to chatting with some folks and talking a little bit about what's next and the future. How's things in Minot?
Good. Things are picking up a little bit in the oil patch, and that always helps. And still have a good amount of Canadian traffic. We'd like to see that dollar narrow up a little bit, but some good things are happening.
There's a lot of new things in Minot. If you just look at over the last, I don't know what, 3 to 5 years, incredible, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, yeah, there's been a lot of good building going on and new retail. It's great.
So if you haven't been to Minot lately, you probably haven't been to Minot. And when you do come here, you want to stay like we do. Marie and I and the kids love it, sleep in a conference center because, you know, you got Dakota Square Mall, which is jam-packed.
That's our gift shop.
There you go, your gift shop. It's a lot of choices at your gift shop. And, of course, there's A wonderful water park, too. Love that. Family-friendly, and then great rooms, great breakfast. The shuttle will take you anywhere. There's a lot to like at the Sleep In a Conference Center. A lot of little extras that you don't get at the, you know, kind of the churn-and-burn type places. So, thank you, Vance. Good to see you.
Okay, thank you, Scott.
Looking forward to lunch today.
Okay.
CEB annual meeting. That'll be right here at the Sleep In a Conference Center as well. Short break. When we come back, Kelsey Warren, chairman of Energy Transfer Partners, our guest for the full hour as we kick off the Dakota Access Radio History.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you appreciated where you work? Do folks there tell you how much they appreciate what you do? Let me tell you a story about the folks at Polar Service Center. You are compensated well. There is a great benefit package. But most importantly, they appreciate their team members at Polar Service Center. And there's a great opportunity waiting for you right now at the Polar Service Center in Williston. They're looking for experienced mechanics. If you're a technician ready to go to work, you can make up to $32 an hour right now. Great pay. Superior benefits too, including medical, dental, prescription, insurance, disability, and life insurance. A great paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and much more. Call Gary right now, 701-495-3592 to apply for this job at Polar Service Center. Locations in Williston, Kildare, Billings, Montana. 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. That's 495-3592.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.